So Brother Emil is going to now come and just give us some
an overview of Spruce Lake.
Sure. He takes care of the spiritual things. John takes care of the singing, and now I have to tell you what you have to do.
If I ask each and every one of you why you are here, you're probably going to give me all kind of answers. You're here because your friends are here and you wanted to be with them. You're here because your parents wanted to get rid of you for a couple of days and send you here. You're here because I gave you the registration 30 times and I kept telling you, fill it out and give it to me. But I want you seriously to think this. You are here because God marked you out for blessing. That's what Jacob said. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. The Lord have sent you here, and it's not by accident. You came here this weekend because the Lord have something for you. And I want you to think that this is the best investment that you ever did. Coming here just for a couple of days, I want you to unplug your iPhone, your iPad, whatever eye you have with you. Just leave them alone. Just for a couple of days. Don't get distracted. And just think that there is some special blessing that the Lord has for you. He is going to prepare you. He's going to change your life. He's going to do something to you. But he wants you to be open. So don't sit and kind of like shut everybody off waiting. Okay, now, Brother Tony went only for 20 minutes. Hopefully, Emil is not going to go for another 20 minutes. I'm reading what's going on here. I want you to just really sit here and relax. And when the Word of God is open, I want you to take it in. Because the Lord have a message for you. And he's not going to let you get out of here the way you came in. Because that's what we are praying for. You're going to change. And if you're not going to change by listening to the Word of God, you still have his hand. And he knows where to touch. And if you want to be lame for the rest of your life, he had no problem doing that. But he would rather, if you listen to the Word of God, taking it in. And what's going to happen? That imagine if every one of you will go out of here a changed person, going on to honor Christ in your life. Imagine what will happen to the world around you. And that's why you are left here. We'll talk about that more and more tomorrow. But I really don't want you to walk out of here thinking, well, there is something special going to happen for you in your life as you listen to the Word of God. Because the Word of God doesn't go back void. It will bring fruit. No question about it. It always happens. You have to open your heart and your ears to listen. You have the program with you. I don't want you, I would appreciate if you put your name on it. So when I see it on the floor, I know who left it on the floor. So put your name there so we know who it is. And please open it up because it has a schedule so you know what time everything is at. We have a very tight schedule. We are not the only group here, so especially for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If we are saying breakfast is at tomorrow morning, Lord willing, is 8:30 to 9:30. Don't show up at 8 there, and don't show up at 9:35. Please, because there is other group. Make sure that we follow what we have. The time for the Bible study, the time for singing, the time for activities. We want to be on time, and we want to finish on time so we will have a proper balance for everything. We're going to have time for fun. We're going to have time for activities. We're going to have time if you want to go and play football in the snow with shorts on. That's fine with me. Just don't break your legs. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a really, really good time. But I really would appreciate if you follow what we have on the schedule. When we say that we should be in our rooms, and the light should be out by 11:30. I know you all listen. And I know by 11:30 the lights are out. And I know by 11:30 you're all sleeping, right? Yeah. Yeah, been there, done that. So, the reason we want you to go to bed at least tonight, because trust me, tomorrow morning, when we are in a Bible study, if I see you dozing off, it's not going to be good. So try to have some sleep tonight. Just have some sleep tonight. You're going to see each other tomorrow and the day after if the Lord leaves us here. So just try to rest tonight so you'll be ready for tomorrow. Okay? Please. And we are a testimony here. We don't want any. I mean, it's always good to hear in the end of the conference. You know, your group is the most wonderful group. They're quiet. They're behaving. They don't run around. They don't do any. They don't sneak out at night. They don't go in each other's room and stay till 3 o'clock in the morning. Your group are wonderful. Mm-hmm. So let's just maintain that we are bearing a testimony to those around us outside. We want to make sure that we are behaving as we ought, as those who belong to the Lord Jesus. And if you have anything, any question about any administrative anything, don't go to the people of Spruce Lake at the desk there and ask them. Come and ask Brother Tony, ask myself, Brother John, Brother David. I'm getting old. We will help you out, but don't go and ask them for anything. Just try to come and ask us if you need anything. If there is anything with the room arrangement, come and talk to Brother Tony and I will help you out. We're trying to make the best out of it as much as we can. Please bring your Bible and your hymn book with you. You don't come to a Bible study without a Bible. You don't. You don't come to a Bible study without a Bible. It just doesn't work. And it doesn't work with me. And tomorrow, the front seats are first come, first serve. So I don't want you to fight over the front seat. I'll make sure there is enough seats in the front. And I will make sure there will be no seats in the back. All right? So I want you to sit up front with your Bible and with your hymn book. We're going to have organized games in the evening. We're going to have basketball and all kind of activity in the afternoon. And we're going to have a good time. We're really going to have a good time. We're going to enjoy the time together. The Lord, as I said, had marked us out for blessing. And again, just remember who are we presenting as we conduct ourselves around here at Spruce Lake. We are a representation of the Lord Jesus. So let's behave accordingly. And by the way, there might be some who are here for the first time. And I'm not going to ask you to stand up and give your... I hate when people do that. Stand up and tell me what's your name and where you're from. You know what? Just leave me alone. But some of you kind of see each other almost every day. Do yourself a favor. Kind of, you know, try to find somebody else that you don't see every day and get to know them. Ask them your name. Ask them where you're from. You know, get to know people because that's what fellowship is all about. The wonderful thing is this. You know what? You'll never find a place on earth like what you find among brethren. You go anywhere in the world. You kind of feel like you're at home with them. You know everybody. You see each other. You talk to each other. And sometimes it was the first time you met each other. Do the same thing here today. If you see somebody that you do not know, go to them and ask, hey, what's your name? Where do you go? What school are you go to? What are you doing with your life? Whatever. Have a conversation. Because I'm going to ask, like the third day, I'm going to pick up one person and say, hey, I'm going to pick another person. Did you know each other? Can you tell me something about each other? So make sure that you know each other and talk to each other. I don't want to see anybody sitting in the corner by themselves or sitting with people that are with them all the time. I'm going to break those things. I want you to know each other. I don't think I forgot anything else. I had enough. I had my 20 minutes.